It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Now it's time for the carryout. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Just a sec here. Yep. Just checking. We still have a budget. Good. All right. Then take it away. Today, the attention in Springfield turns to calculators and tables to find out exactly how much more we're all going to pay to live in the state of Illinois. Politically, was it a win for Madigan and the Democrats, or Rauner and the Republicans? Or how about anybody else? Anybody, please? Not unlike anything in this world, both sides have dug in and logged in to let everyone know whose fault it is. Don't do it. Don't do it. Shut down Facebook right now. It's not worth reading the comments. Don't read the comments. Ah, you read the comments. But at least everyone recognized that even though we do have a budget, we are nowhere near being out of the woods. It's like we're at the doctor and they're like, technically, it's not broken. But have you heard of a hairline fracture? Yep, the state of Illinois has got a hairline fracture. And what's the medicine for that? That's right, 6 to 8 weeks of rest. So expect lawmakers to get off their feet and relax for the remainder of the summer. School funding? Nah, nobody cares about that. We'll work on that the minute before the deadline. Or more accurately, 4 days after the deadline. Can I get a straw in this lemonade? I'm a state senator. I demand a straw in this lemonade. Sears and Kmart planning to close 43 more stores. Damn, how many Sears and Kmarts are there? Seems like every week they tell us that 40 more stores are going down. This announcement was met with the same, this is the death of retail as we know it. Oh, this is terrible for retail, which, let's face it, it's a retail we can live without. I'm sorry. I know a lot of good people are going to be losing jobs, and that's the sucky part. But Sears and Kmart shouldn't be the shining example of how retail doesn't work in 2017. Because when you walk in their stores, it feels like 1988. Nobody wants Tommy Bahama shirts or that electric juicer or DVDs of the 2007 Roscoe Flatts concert. I don't care if it's in the discount bin. Nobody wants it. The digital music company SoundCloud announced it's cutting almost half of its staff in an effort to become more profitable. Oh, really? I thought they cut half of their staff because they wanted to expand. No, it's because they want to be profitable? Okay, got it. Of course, that seems to be the norm nowadays. At least corporations used to use words like, quote, efficiency or competitiveness. Now it's just straight up, yeah, we aren't making enough money. So where can we get more? I know. We'll take yours. Anyway, Apple, Spotify, it's your lucky day. You get my spins. SoundCloud, you're out. In national news, Blac Chyna has filed for a restraining order against her ex-boyfriend and father of her child, Rob Kardashian. Kardashian went cray on Instagram the other day, told the world she was cheating, went as far as to post nude photos of her, which Instagram promptly took down. Now lawyers are suggesting that Kardashian could be arrested for revenge porn. Wow. Crazy amount of drama for a promo for a TV show. Right? You know it's just teasing up season 3 of Rob and Chyna. I guarantee that's what's coming. Also, first name Black, last name Chyna? I'm just trying to, like, is her dad Ted Chyna? Just trying to figure it out. Okay, got it. In weather, some tough thunderstorms today, but mostly just hot. Time to set the old slip and slide up in the studio tonight, right? In sports, Cubs get a victory over the Pirates at Wrigley this afternoon. Non-All-Stars Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant went crazy. They got yard. Bryant hit 2 home runs. Cubs currently 4 games back of the upstart Brewers, who are doing their part to prove to the world that they are real. Yesterday, they annihilated the Cubs in a makeup game. The Cubs are hoping for a big weekend series here before the All-Star break because they need to seize on any momentum that they can. Wind's blowing out. Momentum. A 1-2-3 inning for Arrieta. Momentum. That beer guy coming around at the exact moment that you need a beer, momentum, take it. Also, Kyle Schwarber's back. He got a hit today. Boom, momentum. We're on our way. Bryant didn't make the All-Star roster. He was outvoted by LA Dodger fans that gave it to Justin Turner. Right, the red-bearded third baseman that when he comes up to bat, you're like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. That's the guy who beat Chris Bryant for the final All-Star spot. Something's up. I bet the Russians are hacking the All-Star voting machines. Where's CNN when you need them? Get on the story. The White Sox open up a set at Coors Field tonight. The NL wildcard leading Colorado Rockies. The only big news to come out of the South Side. The Brewers are showing interest in Jose Quintana. The trade deadline's in a couple of weeks, and Quintana's a hot commodity. The Brewers would be a great fit because they've been bad for a long time, right? So you know they got some minor league talent. get some of that. Also, Melky Cabrera is super hot right now, so ship him too. Who else do we know has great major minor league talent? Too bad they can't just ship them to themselves. Right away, I'm like, the White Sox, they've been bad for years. Oh, right, Also, the Sox lone bright spot, Avisail Garcia, out with a sprained finger tonight. Momentum? Possibly. NBA free agency is all hot and bothered this week. Lots of mid-level movement. Most of the stars have been signed. Well, except Derrick Rose. Remember, this is D. Rose's big max contract year, the one he talked about when he was on the Bulls. Remember that? When he said, I'm waiting in 2 years till I get my big max contract. Here it is, and nobody wants you. Yikes. He had his rights renounced by the Knicks today. He visited the Timberwolves. They signed Marcus Teague instead. He visited the Clippers, who signed a Serbian superstar. And he's also been linked to the Milwaukee Bucks and the Dallas Mavericks, both in backup bench roles. Hey, I got an idea. I mean, we do need a point guard in Chicago, right? I'd take him back. The only people who wouldn't want him back are sports writers and team management. Fans, we'd love it. How great would that be? He comes back, plays like 2000-whatever. You know, we lose in the Eastern Conference Finals to LeBron and the Cavs. That's the best case scenario of all time for this Chicago Bulls team, right? Bring D. Rose back and give him a new headphone contract. And why not? Let's get on the Chicago Fire bandwagon. Looks to be a 4-alarm fire in Bridgeview. Hey. I can do some marketing for the soccer club. They're blazing hot right now, leading the Eastern Conference with 19 games played. This is somewhat of a surprise because the Fire were pretty bad last year. But they're turning it around. Can they hold off Toronto? Or the New York Red Bulls? Or the Seattle Sounders? Or the Montreal Impact? Or the Houston Dynamos? I just like saying these team names. Great, right? Soccer names, they're fun. It's fun, yeah. And finally tonight, the Taste of Chicago is underway, and it's going to run through the weekend. It'd be too easy to sit here and rip on the festival with its turkey legs, its boneless rib sandwiches, its $10 beers, its concrete curbs that you sit on. So instead, I'll point out the positives. It's almost over. No, that's a carryout for July 7, 2017. God, kid, I love the Taste of Chicago. I saw my first and only Ohio Players concert there. Roller Coaster, right? Greatest song ever. Roller Coaster, right? Of love. All right, coming up, Kevin Powell's going to join us. We'll talk about the Cubs at the All-Star break. Also, Kristen McQuarrie and David Greising in studio to reload this week's news. It's a download. 720 WGN. Stay with us. We'll be right back.